Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 18, 1805. A rainy, routine day. Today is uneventful. The hunters kill a number of animals, primarily for the skins used in making clothing and moccasins. Clark writes,
"A windy morning from the west. We proceeded on very well with the assistance of the tow cord. River narrow, but a few sandbars and current gentle, but few cottonwood trees contained in the bottoms. Willow is not common on the bars as usual. Some little on the sides of the river is yet to be seen. The after part of the day was cloudy, and at about 12 o'clock it began to rain, and continued moderately for about 1.5 hours, not sufficient to wet a man through his clothes. This is the first rain since we set out this spring. The hills widen and the bottoms contain more timber than for several days past. We passed Weiser's Creek on the starboard side about 3 o'clock and camped on the larboard side opposite the lower point of a handsome little island near the middle of the river. I walked on shore and killed 4 deer, 2 common and 2 mule deer, one of which had 3 fawns, 2 others had 2 each. Those deer are fat and their skins tolerable good, which are now in demand with us for clothes such as leggings and moccasins. I saw great numbers of buffalo and elk. Some of the party shoot and catch beaver every day and night. Captain William Clark, May 18, 1805.
The men were continually tanning hides, using the Indian method of brain tanning. This involved rubbing the hide with the animal's brains and repeatedly washing it in the river. This process preserved the leather and left it soft and pliable. Tomorrow, Lewis's dog and a beaver.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.